Hello and welcome to my podcast. My name is Evangel. This is One Thing About Life. We have a brand new series called Let's Address It. And it's going to be a limited series. Let's Address It is going to be focusing on some of the misconceptions that I've seen in the world around me. I'm going to take you on a journey to look at these misconceptions. Each episode would focus on a specific misconception and exploring things like the origins, reason why it persists, offering insights. It's going to be a blend of my personal insights, cultural exploration, stories about those misconceptions. The aim of this is to encourage people to think critically and create an awareness about common misconceptions that people don't even think about anymore. This is going to be a very interesting series. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Have you ever noticed how often we say or hear things like, this person has an accent? If only a specific set of individuals bear this unique linguistic trait. The assertion subtly implies that while some people do have an accent, others exist in a neutral, accent-free state. This reality is quite contrary because every person who speaks a language does so with an accent. By definition, distinctive mode of pronunciation of a language, usually associated with a particular nation, locality, or social class. For example, we might comment on someone having a strong German accent. But what we often overlook is that our own speech patterns just as much accent as another. It could be American, British, Australian. We all have accents. The root of this misconception lies in societal norms and biases. We often perceive what is most common, familiar, or prestigious, in quotes, in our environment as the norm or standard, while everything else is considered a variation, deviation, or an accent. An Indian in Canada could be said to have an accent. However, there is no objective standard. What seems normal to us might be the accent to someone else. If you take a Canadian and put them in Mumbai, the people in Mumbai would say the Canadian has an accent. Do you see where I'm going with this? Keep listening. Accent, in essence, is an integral part of our spoken language. It is influenced by various factors, including geographical location, social economic class, cultural influences, first language, or other languages that one might speak. If I speak only English, if I've been speaking English since when I was born, most likely I might have an English accent from wherever I'm located. If I was born in the UK, I most likely have the British accent. But if I was born in the UK, but I also speak other languages, right, I might not necessarily have just the British accent. Accents reflect our personal histories and identities. Personally, I wear my accent like a badge of honor. Because if you hear me speak anywhere, you would definitely know that this person is Nigerian. You know, that is my origin. That's where I'm from. That's where my father and the father before him all come from. So I often tell people, immigrants that I meet here, don't be afraid or shy or lose confidence because of your accent. It's an identity. It tells a story about where you originally come from, your heritage, the French person has an accent, the Italian person has an accent, the Australian person has an accent, Chinese person has an accent. An accent is a reflection of your origin, is an identity, is who you are. Therefore, saying someone has an accent is stating the obvious. Because yes, we all have accents. A more accurate observation would be someone has an accent different from mine. That is a clear and better way to put it. This person has an accent that is different from mine. You can go for that to inquire about where they're from. Let's address the connotations that are often associated with accents. First, accents are frequently tied to stereotypes, both positive and negative. People might be judged as being intelligent, sophisticated, or competent on the prestige of their accents, while others may be deemed uneducated, naive, even sometimes untrustworthy due to their less prestigious, in quote, accent. This form of discrimination, known as accentism, and it can have a very damaging effect on people. I've seen people that are competent, but when they step out, because of they have been stereotyped all their lives, that your accent is not good, you're not good, they wear that stereotype and they come across as somebody that is incompetent for a role. They lose opportunities. People often pass judgment on people based on their accent, which is wrong, because we all have accents. Recognizing this is the first step towards breaking down the stereotypes. Every accent is an echo of an individual's unique life experiences, shaping and being shaped by the interaction with the world around them. I remember when I spent time in Mumbai, when I spoke with my friends back in Nigeria, sometimes they told me that my accent is sounding like the Indian accent. And no, I was not trying to sound Indian. It's just because of I'd spent a lot of time in India interacting with Indians in an environment where the Indian accent was prevalent. So it rubbed off on me. That's what happens to accents. A common accent in a particular region, if you put somebody there, it rubs off on the person. An accent is not a measure of one's intellect or character, but is a testament to the richness and diversity of human language and experience. When I hear somebody speak, you can almost tell, let's put it that way, where you're from. Let's embrace accents. Let's not judge people. Let's not deny people opportunities. Let's not discriminate against people because of their accent. So next time you hear someone's accent, remember that you have your own unique accent too. Think of this as a way to see how special everyone's way of speaking is, instead of something that separates us. We all should change the way we think about accents. Instead of seeing them as something strange, let's enjoy them as something that shows us more about each person's life and background. Let's truly celebrate diversity. Thank you. Know a thing about life, eh?